ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL audio news for Friday, October 11th, 2024. Reporting this week from Las Vegas, Nevada. As Hurricane Milton moved across Florida, amateur radio operators volunteering through the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, were stationed in the State Emergency Operations Center in county EOCs and at designated shelters in local communities. The volunteers utilized the amateur radio service to provide a communications link that works when all else fails. Florida has a robust ham radio communications network called SARnet that serves as the official link between EOCs during a storm. SARnet has been placed in a restricted net condition to ensure traffic could flow as needed. In times of crisis, the net is limited for agency and EOC emergency traffic only. The state of Florida provides the network microwave backbone between individually owned repeaters. ARRL's Director of Emergency Management, Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says the radio amateurs in Florida are well prepared. Florida hams have a lot of experience in emergency communications. They are well trained and have the necessary infrastructure and support from the state to serve, he said. Across the country, ham radio operators participated in several nets to assist the National Hurricane Center with gathering surface information about the storm. The Hurricane Watch Net and the VOIP Hurricane Net were both active. At the NHC, volunteer operators monitored each of these ham radio communications methods from a special station at the center, WX4NHC. Stan Broadway, N8BHL, assistant manager of the Hurricane Watch Net, reports that the net has concluded operation for Hurricane Milton. The net launched a six-hour preparatory session on October 8, 2024, to log stations anticipating the storm. When they began monitoring on October 9th of 2024 to collect storm data as Milton approached the Gulf Coast of Florida, said Broadway. Overall, the net was in operation for 33 hours, operating on 7.268 megahertz and 14.325 megahertz as propagation allowed. Net sessions were very busy with reports which were forwarded to the National Hurricane Center. As always, we offer our thanks to nets and operators who stood aside to allow us a clear frequency. Our prayers are with those who suffered damage and loss from the storm, said Broadway.